Good morning. How are you, Chris?
Fantastic, and you?
Rockstar as always. I'm kidding. Not
Amazing.
as always.
The sun is shining.
Prior to hitting record, we're like, yeah, I'm so frazzled. Good
Yeah.
morning. And it's so funny because that's why you and I, one of the many reasons we love to chat, is we say it the way it is. You know what? If you're having a moment or you're having a whatever, it's okay to chat about things. I love that you and I can just sort of barf out however we're feeling, and then we're like, okay, done, next. Don't
Get
you
to work,
think
move forward. Yeah,
don't
I love
you
it.
need that sometimes? I know
Yes.
that you're the same. What do you think? Like, just
I think it's so important to I call it all the time. I'll say to a friend of mine, I'll say, I need to clear slate it. I
ooh.
know I need to focus on something. I know there's something I got to get down to. I know, but I need to clear slate it. So let me just bleh, whatever this is, whatever's on my mind, whatever's bugging me, whatever's bringing me down. So then I'm clear slate, and then I'm like, okay, let's move forward.
And I
Let's
love that.
move on.
Yeah, but you know what? We're talking about connections and relationships,
Yes.
but the difference is, and I really need to make this clear because I was so guilty of this, and it was an energy and everything sucker for me, is I found that some of my relationships were people had to dump their shit on me, and because I'm an empath, I'm like, of course, tell me, and I'm here for you, and whatever. And then they'd leave feeling great, and I'd be like, oh, I don't feel so
Heavy,
good, right?
heavy, yeah.
So I think, as we're going to get into talking about how to be a connector, it's also how to be a connectee, where
Yeah.
it's
Oh, I love that.
you can talk about your stuff,
Yeah.
but don't like just dump it on somebody else so they feel your burden. And ask, like you said, your, what was it, clear slate?
Clean slate, yeah, clear slate. Yeah.
Yes, is, and that's maybe like, oh, you know what? I've got like a big meeting in 30 minutes. Can we do it in an hour? So it gives that person that sort of out. And again, like you said, you've never, and we've had many heavy talks, sort of made me feel like this gross heaviness where sometimes I'm sure you know what I'm talking about,
Yes.
where
Yes.
we just clear the air and we give each other space to clear it, and then we whoop and we're done.
Yeah.
So what's the magic to that?
So I think it's a couple things, and I think the best is checking in. So I might dump it on you. I might be like, it's been a day or a week or whatever. But after I dump that out, I think it's important to be like, are you good? Do you have something? Did that bring something up for you? Are you cool now? So I think the check-in afterwards is important. Like you said, that can be heavy on some people. And
Absolutely.
unexpectedly heavy, right? Just 'cause something to me, I'm like, "Oh my God, this happened to me today." And maybe it's kind of like nothing. Once I get it off my chest, it's nothing, right? And then maybe that's something for you. Maybe that's a lot heavier for you than it was for me. So I think the check-in is super essential. But I also think the moving forward, and I mean technically moving forward. So I mean, okay, I get it off, you get it off, we're feeling better, let's shake it off, let's move forward. What's next? What good stuff is coming? What are we working on? What goals are we working towards? But I think moving forward is important.
I love that. And you said so many important things, right? And I'm trying to remember everything. But it was all so important. Check in before, check in after. Ending it on a positive note is huge. And then also saying, hey, did that bring something up for you? Because you're right. I mean, just a silly example is I was speaking with somebody, and I'm smack dab in the middle of the sandwich generation. Okay. It is lovely. I'm so enjoying it. And it is freaking hard. And there's days that, I'm like, today was a good day. This hour was a good hour. And then there's other days, whatever. And so I was speaking with somebody and they're like, are you okay? You seem off. And I said, well, actually, and they're like, talk to me. But I didn't say it because I knew that she was going through something very similar, but way heavier. So I didn't really want to trigger her. So it's about, I think, which the main message with all the good stuff that you said is be mindful of who you're dumping on
Yes.
and be mindful how you dump it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good point. Really just taking stock of is this where this belongs?
Yeah, so important. So talking about where this belongs, where
Yeah.
this belongs,
Yes.
loved our little mini session about, you know, relationships and connections. I feel like it could be like a 105 part series versus five. And since we're coming to the end session, we'll kind of recap on the sisterhood and all the fun stuff. But it was so interesting because when we had our little chat prior, I said, you know, we talked about so many amazing things. Let's not make it repetitive. And, you know, you came up with this great thing. Well, what if people don't really know how to be a connector? Yeah. And I was like, kind of Scooby-Doo thinking, you know what? You're right. Because there's mentors and there's mentees. There's connectors and there's connectees. So take it away, Queen Connector.
Yeah. So one thing that I learned a long time ago is that just because something's natural to me doesn't mean that that's natural to someone else. And just because I know about something doesn't mean someone else knows about something. And this was very, you know, self-awareness for me because I'm on this team of just amazingly intellectual individuals. And a lot of the people I deal with on a day-to-day are very data-driven, very analytical, very technical. I am not, let me point out. So, and I want to know, I want to understand, I want to know, I want the knowledge, I want the information, but I'm not the person who knows the data and analytics behind it. I'm not. And so I have a really good friend who was helping me with some projects, and I said, just talk to me like I don't even know what the word data means. Like, talk to me like that. And he was like, come on. And I, no, for real. I said, because let me tell you, I don't feel bad about it, because if we went to a networking event right now, I could school you.
Yeah.
Like, because that's my strength. That's my strength. And so it's okay when it's not your strength. But it's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know. Like, so I speak to a lot of people about networking, about connecting, whatever you want to call it. And I'll say, you know, when you go into a room and you hand out 12 business cards, you cannot say, oh, I just connected with 12 people. No, you didn't. You just introduced yourself to 12 people, but you have not yet connected. So I think it's important to give some examples of, like, what does that connection look like? So for me, the next step after you've introduced yourself is the most important step in building connections. So that next step of what comes next, how did you follow up? How did you make sure that that person's going to think of you the next time it's appropriate? So the next time there's an opportunity, the next time there's a collaboration moment, how are they going to think of you? What did you do to ensure that? And so the very best, you know, the best example I can give is us. That's my best example.
Oh, you took it from me, girl.
I got there first. But that's my best example, is that we connected so authentically, and it wasn't just, hi, my name is Chris. How many people do you see, you yourself, in a month that say, hi, my name is? I'm not going to stand out if that's all I give you. Right? And so we connected so authentically. We instantly found things we had in common, ways we like to communicate that were similar. We spoke each other's, I'm going to say, communication language, meaning right away we both said, we're really horrible on this platform. How about we text? How about we? And right away, it was easier to communicate.
Right.
And so that's now a connection. That's a connection now.
And I love the way that you said, you know, you gave out your business card, or like you connected on a, however you connected, personally, virtually, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What's your follow-up?
Yeah.
And you and I, though, are unique. I think the universe brought us together for a bigger purpose, but that's my
story. I can agree with that.
And we will see it through, right? Wherever that may
be.
But our connection was, like you said, so authentic, but it was weird because for some reason, the universe or somebody, but you kept coming across my LinkedIn. And I'm like, I got to talk to this chick. She is so cool. And it was the hair, it was the glasses, the persona, what you do, the way you speak, everything. And so when you reached out, I was like, oh my gosh. And then, like you said, it was the follow up. I'm pretty sure I'm really good with communication.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, emails get lost. They do for some reason.
Right?
Email.
Right?
Is on hiatus.
It's my worst too. I'll fully admit it is my worst form of communication. I strive for better, like I'm working on it, but
Same.
email's the thing I'm worst at.
And you know what? And I love the fact that we, you know, people are like, oh, yes, I'm available 24/7, blah, blah, blah. We're like, yeah, no. You know, you send me an email, 95, 98% of the time I'm getting back to you, but I'm 100% girl, right? So it's like, if you want me, text me. It was clear. And you're like, oh, same, right? And so it was that clear path and the clear pathway to a connection. And so as you and I sort of connected, and we're using us as the analogy because it's easiest to do. I know we have 10,000 other, you know, success stories, but my point to my story is that follow-up is what you're talking about. And then we'll talk about all the good stuff, but follow-up, how do you feel when you reach out to somebody and whether you compliment, hey, amazing work, or you're amazing at resharing people's LinkedIn stories, or whatever the case is, and somebody doesn't get back to you. What does that say to you?
So I have two comments on what you just said. One, I love that you used the example of specifics. So I don't love when someone says, "I just think you're amazing." I mean, that's a great compliment, don't get me wrong, but I'd love to know, like, why? What did I do that made you think that? Because I want to do more of that. Like, what, you know, so I love, you just said, I love how you share everyone's stuff on LinkedIn. Great. That's amazing feedback. I can work with that. I can do more of that. I can be more impactful by continuing to do that. So I love that connection. Be specific. Don't, you know, this is what I love. This is why I'm connecting. This is, you know, why I reached out, but be specific. So I love that. The second, the non-follow-up. I don't think there's anything that irks me more.
Yeah, you're like you're trying to say it like in a
Yeah, I'm like, how do I say it very professionally that it's just a really bad move?
yeah, you just said it.
It's a
Professionally,
bad
it's
move.
a really bad move because you don't know. Look, you don't ever reach out. This is me, and I know you're the same. I never reach out to people, and we had this whole podcast the other time to see what you can do for me. It's more either to empower you, to applaud you, to connect with you. Let's see where that goes. Who the hell knows? Did I know I was going to connect with you and want you and I to be on this podcast, soon to have our own show journey?
Yeah, no, we had
No.
no idea.
No idea whatsoever. But how can you not follow up? And look, as I said, I am 100% guilty. I am not perfect by
No
any
one
means.
is. Yep.
Stuff slips through 1,000%. But I don't know. To me, it's a professional courtesy. That's
So I'll say two things. One, to me, it's just about respect. There is nothing I respect more than when an individual comes back to me, even 2, 3 weeks later, and says, "Oh my, I'm so sorry. Like,
Yes.
this got lost. This fell through the cracks." Man, can I appreciate honesty? I can appreciate on it happens to us all. So I can appreciate that you at least acknowledge that I should have a answered you sooner and I didn't. Cool. We're cool. We're all human. It's all good. It's all good. I would rather that than you just ghost me and pretend I never sent you anything. That's number one. I would much rather that. The other thing I will say is that I think that the non-response, it always brings me back to when I started in the financial industry and sales, and one of my mentors said, "You never know who has $1 million in their pocket." And it's not about money. Like, I just love that analogy, though. It's not about the money. It's about you don't know what a connection can do for you personally, professionally, for your business, for your life, for your mental health. You have no idea. You have no idea what sort of joy, let's, you know, regardless of what that joy looks like, whether it's money, opportunity, whatever it is. So treat every single one of them like it's a $1 million opportunity, right? And so all you got to do is answer an email or answer a LinkedIn message or whatever it is
Or a
and just say
call.
thank you. Yeah, give a call to someone, send a text message, whatever it might be.
Whatever form of communication, and you're 100% right. And I love, that, you never know. And I'm going to
Yeah.
bring this to this. So I struggled with something for a long time. And so to me personally, yeah, I'll say personally, but it leaked into my professional business. So we have to be mindful that there's people going through things. So maybe, Jane didn't answer me or you because she is going through, a personal situation, mental health crisis, whatever. So I've really had to take that into account and think, okay, maybe 10% or 30% of the no responses is that. But I've really
For sure.
struggled because I'm in the mindset that no response is a response.
I love that.
And it's like, damn, like I can't be like that closed-minded. And so, several years later, I kind of said, okay, fine. So maybe there is stuff, maybe there is whatever. And then I go through a lot of stuff. Like that is like a whole series. I think that's a year-long show. But I still find the time to respond or say, hey, I would love to reconnect. I mean, you and I talked about talking about something. And I'm like, okay, maybe next week. And you're like, oh, I've got, no. Okay, end of March. You told me, hey, super crazy busy. Could you fit me in?
Yeah, just can't fit it in, but I'll
Yes,
move
but
it and we'll make it happen.
you would have,
Yeah.
but then I was like, nah, you take your time, you do you, nothing urgent. Let's do it. So it's that communication of saying,
Yes.
whatever. So why do people find it so hard to communicate? Why do you think?
Well, I think one thing definitely has to do with the amount of pressure that we put on ourselves. And so I think people feel like if I can't deliver at 1,000%, then I'm just not going to deliver at all. So I think I see that in email responses a lot. And let me give you an example, is I get connected with so many amazing women entrepreneurs who reach out and say, like, we want to work with you, we want to work with you. And I would love to have the capacity to work with every single one that reaches out. I really would, like that, but I don't. And so I'm gonna say old me, past me. I don't know how I want to term it, but less confident in my abilities and my success me would have. Oh my God, I just like if I'll just maybe if I just pretend I didn't get the email and then I don't have to
I'm
tell them
not
no, or
looking
I don't,
on red.
yeah, yeah, like maybe then I don't have to tell them no, or I don't have to tell them that I can, or I don't, whatever, right? Because, and that was pressure on me. That was like, I can't, so I've got to, I can't tell them I can't. Why? Why can't I tell them I can't?
Well, I think
So,
that, yeah.
I
Sorry.
think going back with a solution is better. And like you just said, that's what we did, right? Like you came to me and said, what about next week? And I was like, You're like, what about the week after? We don't have to do it next week. Like, okay. And now I can give 100%. And now I'm open to yes, for sure, because I'm going to give you 100% instead of like trying to squeeze in that last little 2 minutes of my time and like I'll be distracted. And so I think that
Exactly.
it's pressure. It's
So,
pressure
but
to
also what I
perfection.
hear from you, it's the pressure we put on ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Not that, somebody else is putting the pressure.
No.
It is our pressure. But I think it comes from speaking for you and I, definitely speaking for myself. I think we put that pressure because we want to help so many people.
Yeah.
We want to be there, but we're just physically, mentally, emotionally are not able to be there for everyone. And I think saying it is okay, but it's still internalizing for us, shit, I hope I didn't let that person down, or geez, I hope they didn't think whatever. But it's that self-talk that goes back to saying, hey, that's okay. That was a healthy boundary. I'm not
Yeah.
saying no. I'm saying not now. I'm saying later. Can we reconvene? Whatever the case is, right? And so that kind of healthy communication is so important, which sort of took us to your next step of business card or making the connection, follow through. And so many people say the same thing to me. How do you do this networking, connecting thing? You know, I showed up at, you know, three events last year and I got nothing. And I said, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, can you believe it? I'm like, absolutely I can. And they're like,
yeah.
What do you mean? Like three, you know what my time is worth? I said, do you know what everybody else's time is
yeah.
worth? Time is the most valuable currency that we have. So what did you put in? What did you bring to the table? Well, I was thinking that it would, no. And this is what goes back to something that really is so important to us. And we can go back, and I'll use the analogy I used in our other conversation, that people are miffed and confused. I'm like, this is a media request. Well, what do you want? How much does it cost? How much? And it's like, no, like, I want to feature your amazing rock star self. Well, okay, well, what do you want? Why do I need to want anything? Right? Yeah. And they're very confused by it. And
yeah.
so I love the fact that you're the same and you level the playing field and say, hey, this is what I want to do with you because I believe in your mission. I believe in your
yeah.
vision. So that goes to where the real work starts. The business card or having the guts to walk up to somebody, shake their hand, or to send that email. That is the beginning.
It is.
So what happens
it is.
For you? With the connection.
Biggest thing, and we talked about, you know, my analogy of you never know who's got $1 million in their pocket.
Yeah.
You do. You yourself have $1 million in your pocket. So focus on you're bringing that $1 million, and I'm using that as that's our golden coin. That's our opportunity. That's our network. That's our you know, whatever it might be. Bring that with you. When you're going to a networking event, I'll say networking event, but that is a business meeting. That is a personal new gathering where you're meeting new friends, whatever it is. If you're going to connect with people and you want to be successful at that, never go with the mindset of what am I going to get out of this event? Go with the mindset of what am I bringing to
yes.
this event?
100%.
And what am I going to give? What am I going to contribute to the success of the people who I'm meeting today? You know, who can I connect them with? Who can I introduce them to? How can I make their day, their life, their business better, easier, whatever it is? How can I make it so their time was worth it today?
That is beautiful. I don't even have anything to follow up on. The end. That is the secret. That's the secret back to
yes.
being a connector. And
absolutely. Those people, you do that wonderful thing, whatever that looks like. And I guarantee you those people are first thing next time there's an opportunity, next time there's, oh, I'm looking for a speaker, or I'm looking for this business, I need a partner, I need to collaborate. I know who I'm going to call. I'm going to call Adrienne because when I saw her the last time, she, you know, brought this person to me, did this, showed me this opportunity, opened this door. I'm going to make sure that I return the favor.
Exactly. But it's the key thing I want to keep bringing back, and you keep saying it, it's not what they can do for you. You come from a place of authenticity. Excuse me. You come from a place of authenticity. You can never go wrong. Nothing
no.
ever happened with that connection, and that's okay.
That's
not
okay.
Every connection is going to be sisterhood, right? But you come, you show up, you get better at it. And you know the saying, and I believe it's, excuse me, Maya Angelou, that said, people will never remember what you said, but they'll mm-hmm. always remember how you make them feel.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
do you make them feel like a rock star? Do you make them feel
yes.
like they're important? Do you make them feel like what they say matters and that they have a voice?
Yeah. yeah.
And that I think is the secret hack. And people
yeah.
need to feel that whatever they're doing. And look, that doesn't mean blowing, you know, sunshine up somebody's skirt. What it means
nope.
is being authentic. And hey, if
yeah.
somebody asks you a real question, and I've asked you things, and even just about the podcast and what we're going to
yeah.
do, I gave you five different sort of things, and you're like, I love it all, but let's change all of them. No, you were like, I love them all, but what about these two suggestions, right?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I love that. So again,
yeah.
a collaborative whatever. But the other thing is, if you ask a question, be prepared to hear something that might not be all rainbows and unicorns. Would you
I
agree?
love that. I've got a cute little example for you story. So I'm super close to my grandmother. She's a very proud grandmother of 12 and great grandmother of 15. Okay, and she's still with us. She's going to be 90 years old. She's absolutely wonderful. And when I'm the oldest grandchild, and so
Oh.
all the littles are all after me. And so when I was younger, and so I was her first, grandchild that was coming to
Oh,
be a
you are a
teenager.
special, yes.
So I was growing up, and she would say, what'd you do on the weekend, or what'd you, whatever it was. And I would always say to her, "Are you sure you want me to answer the question?" And she would, because I would tell her all the time, "Grandma, I will always be honest with you. Just make
Oh,
sure
I
you want to
love
hear the answer." She'd
that.
be like, "Oh, what'd you do at the party on Saturday?" I'd be like, "Are you sure you want me to tell you?" And to this day, she will ask me stuff, and I'll say, "Are you sure, Grandma? Like, are you absolutely sure? Because I'll never lie."
Yeah, you're like no filter, remember that.
That's right. I will give you the answer, but just make sure you're ready for it.
I love that.
And
And so
that
I
rings
want to
true.
know, what does she say when you ask her, do you want, does she ever say no, I don't?
She does. So there's been times where she's just kind of, giggled to herself, says, "Oh, Chrissy," like and then she won't, that'll be the end of that conversation. So
Oh, that
I
was
always
my
give her
question.
warning.
Yeah, I wanted to know if she ever, kind of tapped out and said, maybe not that one. I'm good,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God,
Sometimes.
I love that story. I love that. And so you bring that sort of to the table too with your connections.
Yeah.
And, I've had to say some pretty difficult things to people. More, a lot in the private investigation world that I lived in for 2 decades. People would be like, well, is she cheating? Is he cheating? Has my partner cleared out my entire business? Has the, and it's kind of like, are you driving? Right? It's
Yeah,
like, are you
yeah.
sitting down?
Are you
It,
sitting down? Yeah.
yeah, this is, that's one of the sort of, broader and bigger kind of conversations that I
For
have.
sure.
People sometimes I feel they only want to hear the good stuff. So what do you, how do you, because you and I, like, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
People ask me, does this look good on me? And I'm like, well, let's go ask Adrienne. She'll never lie to us. I'm like, damn, like, stop. That, maybe you have another pair of pants, right? Like, you can say it tactfully, but if you're
You
going to
just did
ask,
it. So you just did exactly what my advice is that, follow it up with a solution. So I never like to say to someone, like, if someone says to me, "Did you listen to my podcast? Did you read my book? Did you, whatever it is, what did you think?" And if it wasn't my favorite, or if I, it didn't sit well, or something like that, or maybe I have some constructive criticism that I think might be hard to hear, I don't want to come at it with just, "I didn't like it." What are they supposed to do with that?
yeah,
What are they
exactly.
supposed to do with "I didn't like it"? First of all, it presents two problems. One is that, ouch, like, that's hard to hear. When you've put your heart and soul into a project, and the only thing someone can say is, "I didn't like it." Two, that's very subjective. That's very subjective. One, on my part, that's very subjective. I didn't like it, but maybe I don't like podcasts. You know what I mean? Like, so that's
Exactly.
subjective. But two, maybe you have some really good constructive criticism that could take whatever it is you're giving feedback on to the next level. And
Yes.
if all you say is, "I didn't like that," that individual could take that as, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yes,
And then you
100%.
just took the opportunity to help them away.
That is so brilliant. And I'm going to take it one step further because I'm all about changing the narrative. And when people say to me, or I'll say to them, what did you think? And they're like, I have some constructive criticism. Back in the day, like you said, less improved me would think, hang on to the word criticism. And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, so now it's coming. So now, and again, like you said, I take from how I have felt and I'll say, I've got some feedback. Some of it's
Yeah.
rock star and some of it needs improvement. If you're
Yeah.
open to it, I'm here, right? As opposed to the constructive criticism thing, because I know sometimes I have taken it, okay, so
Yeah.
here comes the hammer, right? So I think
Yes.
sometimes rewording things for some people. And again, if you were to say to me, I've got some constructive criticism, I'd bring two things to the table, this and this. And I'd be like, go. I wouldn't hang on to the words. But other people might be in a totally different mindset and might take
It's
that
a good
as.
point. It's a good point. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm
Yeah.
just saying
The real.
sometimes we, but I know you're the same. You would reframe things depending on who
Yeah.
you're speaking to, right? So I think
Yes,
that's
because the relationship matters. The relationship of where it's coming from matters, right?
sure
We all
does.
have those people in our lives, whether they're professional, personal, family, friend, it doesn't matter. We all have those relationships in our lives that maybe we're a little, irked more by what they have to say. Not their fault, ours. Like, that's something that lives
Yeah,
inside us,
it's
right? Like,
that's what I
that
said. It's a
we
knee-jerk.
take what they say a little harder. Right?
Yeah,
So
100%. And
I
that.
one way I like to redo or rethink the way I give any sort of criticism is ask it in questions. Because I like to think that maybe I'm not looking at it from the right angle, and maybe that's why I don't get it.
That's smart.
So if there's
Yeah,
something
that's
I don't
smart.
like, maybe asking like, "Hey, when I listen to this part of your podcast, this is how it made me feel. Was that what you were going for?"
Yeah.
Because
That's
maybe that's what
great.
they were going for, and then, hey, success!
Yeah, no, I'm laughing because the way that you say it leaves it open for the other person. Their interpretation could be, yes, that's what it was
Yes.
meant to say. Or, you know what? Because I
Yeah.
was on a podcast that has not been aired and probably never will, that I was really taken aback. And I was trying to be so, there were some things that we'll talk off air afterwards. But, you can only do, and now I'm talking about podcasts or any situation. If you open with a question, that is so brilliant because it gives the other person the control to answer or to answer in a
Yeah.
way like, you know what? I'm struggling because I know it's not that great, so I'll take it, but just not now. And did you see like that part of it? Because I was whatever, or they could be, yeah, give it to me, right? So it gives them
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
control to know if they want to
Absolutely.
hear that response or not. Oh my God, we can go on and on. I know our time is coming to an end in a few seconds, minutes, but I want to ask you, so after you like make that connection and you've got that, bond with somebody, and again, we can use you and I as the example. We do these wonderful things together. You were busy for a week or two. You had to miss something. I've been busy. I haven't, sent my regular, hey, Rockstar, how's it going? Kind of text. And that's okay. Like, I want people to
Yes.
understand. I've
Yes.
got friends who, and I'll talk friends and business-wise, because I think you and I are both, is that
Yep.
it's okay not to, stick to your regular routine. Like, if you have an understanding that Chris is a professional, she doesn't sit around all day and wait for my text and wait for me to send her emojis and give her all this love. She already knows that she's a freaking rock star in my eyes. People, I feel, sometimes take that super personally. I had somebody do this to me that I'd only talked to twice and got uber offended that I didn't show up somewhere because I had to go to a funeral. Now, because I didn't know her that well, I didn't tell her about the funeral. But then when I knew she was upset, I said, hey, I usually don't spill this out on, a new relationship, but here it is. And she's like, oh my God, like, thank God you told me because I was so incredibly offended. And I'm like, I didn't want to tell her the day of her event because that's a Debbie Downer. And so it kind of goes to that communication. So, what are your kind of key points to people that are just starting the connecting sort of journey, whether they're a connector or a connectee, about just understanding, like my big point is you don't know what that person's going through personally, because this is a person. You see Chris and she's this and she's that and she's whatever, but she also is a mother and a wife and a daughter and a granddaughter and so, an aunt, so many wonderful things. We take that out. And I don't think people realize that sometimes they have, things going on the side. So I just want people to really understand that sometimes there's a story behind the person business-wise. What would you say would be a really important thing? Or
So
maybe
I think
just
it's tough. It's
about.
tough in the beginning because I think that, my secret to trying to not have that situation like you just talked about happen. It's really building that trust and building that reputation. I'll use the word reputation. So when I say to a connection like yourself or any of my other connections, I am so sorry, but I can't make it today. They know that something must have happened. Like they know, because they know that I'm always going to show up. Like they know that I'm going to put 100% into the game every time. So if I say I can't, they're like, oh God, I
I
hope
know.
everything's okay. Like I hope, you know? And so,
Absolutely.
but that takes time to build that trust and build that rapport and that reputation. So when it's new, it's tough. It's tough when it's new. The only thing I can say is my advice would be for the recipients. Like, so for the individual that you had to back out on, is just always keep in mind that we're all human. And so if we had to step out of something that we made a commitment to, the odds are pretty good that we had no choice.
I
Like, the
love that.
odds are
And
pretty good that we did everything we could, but we don't have control over this particular situation, and we just can't make it happen this time.
yes.
And so the only advice I can give to the person, you know, who had to say, I can't do it, is make sure you show up the next time. Just to build that relationship, to show, like, I know I couldn't be there last time, but I'm here and I'm in.
The next time, or in a different way too, right?
Oh,
But
for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
the reason I was laughing as you were answering, because I just kept thinking back to when you took sort of like a day for you, let's call it a mental health
Yeah.
day, where you were like, you
Yeah.
know what,
Yeah.
super overwhelmed, been going at this for like a
Yeah.
year at 150 miles an hour, and your husband was like,
Yeah.
do I need to take you to the hospital? That is
Yeah.
just so classic of who you are, that you
Yeah.
show up, like you said.
Yeah.
And I'll tell people, listen, if I don't call you or show up, I've either been kidnapped or hit by a bus, one or the other. They're like, oh, why
Yeah.
didn't you say such a thing? And I'm like, that's my way of saying I will be there. And
Yes,
if I
I
do,
will be there.
that means something big
Yeah.
happened. And I ask for the grace and the respect and the consideration. Let me tell you why I didn't. But you know, so I love that. I'm just, as I said, I'm just laughing about your husband still, because that is sort of, doesn't it
It's
speak
so
so to
true.
your character?
You build your reputation, and I, you know, it's so funny is that when you build that connection, you build that network, you build it, your brand is out there, right? You build that brand for yourself. And it's so unfortunate how quickly people are willing to tarnish your brand, yet how difficult it is to build it or fix it once it's tarnished. So the only thing I will say is just, right? Like you've got this great brand, and one time you can't go to something in the last 2 years, and all of a sudden, like, oh, she doesn't show up to things. What? What about the 25 things I went to before this one time that I couldn't make it? So I would just say all of us need a little bit more grace, a little bit more understanding.
I agree, but I'm going to go back to complimenting you one last time, and we'll finish off this way. The neat thing about you is that, and I feel like you talk about being authentic. The way you are in your personal life is the way you show up in business. The way you show up in business is the way
Yes.
you show up in your personal life, which is sort of
Yes.
the point I'm making about your husband, is
Yeah.
he was like, do we need to go to the hospital? Right?
Yeah,
And you're
yeah, yeah.
no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, no, I think you're not well, right? So it's just very
Yeah.
admirable and speaks to your character and how amazing you are. And you know, I love
Thank you.
you, is
Ah,
that you
thank
are
you.
that way personally. And so people see you that way at home, and that goes into your business. So bravo and kudos to you. Love, 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 love this
Thank you.
series. I
Thank you.
hope everybody got all the nuggets and all the, like, to me, everything that we talked about is golden. People should take it and run with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really
Oh.
enjoyed this. I can't wait to be around for what we talk about next.
Oh, yeah, me too. We're going to be announcing that soon. Thank you.
Can't wait.